Today, Shir is a Masechta Ksubas on Daf Chav Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line, with the words Tanu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught in a Braisa. We are continuing our discussion of halachas relating to the Indian of Trei Utrei, which we had in yesterday's Sugya, where we have two Eidim saying one thing, and there is an opposing cut, an opposing group of two Eidim that are saying just the opposite. Tana Rabbanan, Shnayim Oimrim Niskatra, Ushnayim Oimrim Loi Niskatra. Two Eidim said that they saw this woman accept Kedushin, that she became an Arusa, and there were two that said that she was not Niskatra. Harezu Loi Tinasei. So we have a Suffolk. And therefore, this woman should not marry anyone else, because perhaps she is, in fact, an Ashes Ish. The Imnisas, and if she did get married to the second husband, Loit Heitzeid. Here the halach is that she does not have to leave her second husband. However, if Shna, Yemoirim Nizgarsha, one group of Adam said that we saw that she was divorced. And the other two Adam said that she was not divorced. So, Harezu Loitinase, she should not get married because of the suffix to a second husband. The Imnisas Teitse, here the halacha is different than in the question of Niskatra or Loiniskatra. There the din was Loitetse, and here by Nizgarsha or Loinizgarsha, the halacha is Imnisas Teitse, that she does have to leave her second husband. As we turn to Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph. Maishna Reishna Maishna Sefer. Ask the Gemara, what is the difference, in fact, between the first halacha concerning Kedushin and the second halacha concerning Gerushin? They're both a case of Trei Utrei. And therefore, Misafik, the halacha should be, in both cases, either both cases Loi Teitzei, or both cases the halacha should be Teitzei. Why is there a distinction between the first case and the second case? Now, Tosis in Divrei HaMaschil Maishna asks the following question. Vim Timer, Shno, Shno, there is a big difference. The Reish Islan Lo'okmo Becheskes Penuya, V'Seifa Becheskes Eishes Ish. And what Tosis apparently seems to be asking is as follows. We have learned the Masech the Yevamis that there is a Machlokas whether Trei Utrei is Sveika de Raisa or Sveika de Rabbanan, which means, do we say that when you have two Eidim opposing another two Eidim, we don't follow Chazaka, it remains a Suffolk Minatora, or do we say Minatora, we do follow Chazaka. It's only a Chumra de Rabbanan that in a Makam of a Suffolk by Trei Utrei, Mid Rabbanan, that you wouldn't follow Chazaka. As we've explained in the Shurim a number of times from Shas and Chuvas from Kivager, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, the Machlokas is totally whether Chazaka is a din or a birer. If we say Chazaka is a birer, it tells us precisely what happened. Since there is no greater birer in the Torah than Edim, two Edim, 10,000 Edim versus two Edim, Trei Kemeya. Two Edim have the same potency as 100 Edim, and therefore, two Edim versus two Edim with a Chazaka, the Chazaka does not add anything to that two Edim. You remain with Trei Utrei, because there's no greater birur, no greater clarification than two Edim. Chazaka doesn't add anything. So that then we would say Chazaka doesn't help on a Deraisa level, and Trei Utrei would be a Suffolk Minatora, because Chazaka would not work. But if I say Trei Utrei is Sveika de Rabbanan, and on a Deraisa level it does work, that's because we say Chazaka is a din. It's not a birur. It doesn't clarify what happens, but rather, whenever you have a suffix, as we do here, we have two Edim saying one way, two Edim saying a different way, so we would follow the psak of Chazaka. Not because Chazaka is clarifying anything to us, but rather, that is what the Torah dictates when you have a suffix, that you go with Chazaka with precedent. So Tosus is going according to the Mandiomer that says, Trei Utrei Sveika de Rabbanan. That means Minatora Chazaka will work. If so, Tosus asks the question, what is the Gemara asking? What is the difference between the Kedushin case and the Gerushin case? There's a big difference. In the Kedushin case, you know why she doesn't leave her second husband? Because she has a chazaka that she is a pnuya. The question is, did that status of being not married change? So we say, Minatora, we follow chazaka that she's still a pnuya. And therefore, if she gets married to a second husband, lo teitzei. However, by Gerushin, where she was had a cheskes eishes ish. So here, Chazaka tells us to consider her an eishes ish. And therefore, if she married someone else, she should be teitzei. So what's the Gemara's question? There's a big difference. If we follow Chazaka in the case of Trey, if we say that Trey is only a suffering for the Rabbanim, but Minatar, we follow Chazaka, then there's a big difference between Kedushin, which has a Cheskes Pnuya, and Gerushin, which has a Cheskes Eishes Ish. In the former, it would be Loi Teitzei, and in the latter, it would be Teitzei. Taisa's answers, the Yesh Loimer, the Beresha, Afagav, the Iswana, Lukma, Cheskes Pnuya, Mikomach, Trey, Sveik, and the Rabbanim, as we find in Yavamis, Vahavlo, Lameim, or Teitzei, the Rabbanim. That's the Gemara's question. You're right, on a derisa level, there's a distinction. But since, after all, even if you hold that a chazaka works on a derisa level, but it's still a chumrah midrabbanan not to follow the chazaka, so the Gemara is asking that midrabbanan, there should not be a difference between the reisha and the seifa. We would not follow chazaka. You have a suffix whether she should be married to the second husband or not. In both cases, the Gemara asks, the din should be that teitzei, she should have to leave her second husband. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Tirgumad Beit Echad. You should say that the case over here is not speaking about two Edom versus two Edom, but rather it's one Ed versus one Ed. Similar to what we had in yesterday's Sugya, that Abaye changes the gears of the text to read one Ed versus another Ed. And therefore, we will learn that price as follows. Eid echad amr niskatcha. There's only one eid that says that she received kedushin. Ve'eid echad amr loy niskatcha. And the other eid says that she did not receive kedushin. So therefore, we say the following. Tarvayu, both eid and bepnuya komisadi. They're both agreeing that before the alleged act of kedushin took place, she was in a status of being a pnuya, of not being married. The high deka amar niskatcha, so the one aid who says that she did receive kedushin, havalechad, he is considered a single aid. He's saying it in the face of two aidim, because he himself says that she had a cheskes pnuya before she received the kedushin. So it's two aidim saying that she was a pnuya. One aid says that that status has changed. We don't listen to one in the place of two. Taisus and Divrei HaMaskil Tarvayu, the second Taisus on the Amud, points out that we wouldn't really have to need this. We wouldn't have to say that there are two Edom that are saying she's a Pnuya. Even if we wouldn't have the aid who says Loi Niskatcha, we would have only the aid who says Niskatcha. But still the din would be that she shouldn't leave her second husband because we have a rule that Ein Dover Sheba'erva Pachas Mishtayim. She has a status of being a pnuya. There's one aid that's saying that she was niskatcha. One aid alone, by a dover erva, can't establish her as being married. And therefore, she wouldn't leave her husband. And that, so therefore, the Gemara, Taisa is pointing out that the Gemara really didn't have to say it's an aid echad in the place of two aidim, because two aidim are saying she's a pnuya, and therefore she can stay married to the second person. We wouldn't have to come on to that because there's only one aid that's saying that she received kedushin, and you need two aidim to establish by a dvar erva such as this to change her status into a mekudeshes, and therefore the din will be loy teitzei. Then Tosfos asks another kasha, which is also asked by the Hagoyas Hashri, Aval Tema, if so, if we don't have enough grounds to establish her as being a mekudeshes, because Ein Dover Sheba'erva Pachas Mishtayim, or because, as the Gemara says, it's Chad B'makom Trey, if so, why doesn't she marry L'chatchila? Why is the halacha by Suffolk Kedushin that she shouldn't get married L'chatchila? Let her get married even L'chatchila. Taisa's answers, that going on the yoidim shezarek l'kedushin. We know that there was a maisa done that Reuven threw kedushim towards her, and mesafkulani karvloi karvlo, v'hani beisad echadam karvloi v'chadam karvlo. The kivin devari zarek l'kedushin less l'lameim or ukma chazaka l'atera l'chatchila. In other words, there's a reyes satur chazaka. Where, since we know an act of kedushin was attempted. The question is that one aide is saying that it got close to her and she is Mukadeshes. The other aide said, no, it stayed within the man's Dalet Amis, not within her Dalet Amis, and therefore she's not Mukadeshes. But since an act was done, so that already makes a dent in the Cheskes Pnuya that she has, so L'chatchila she shouldn't get married. But B'di Eved, Avari, she could stay with her second with the second man. Or Tosis Inami could go and try Neiris Dol, because we meet this my size. There were lights that were lit, there were beds that were made. So to everybody we see there was Raglaim Ladavar. There were indications, Shoya Oimid Lakadesh, that Reuven was going to marry this woman. And there and Ve'ed Echad Amar Niskacha. 1:8 says in fact there was a kedushin done. Ve'ed Echad Amar Loi Niskacha, Boys to show that, in fact, the marriage did not go through. But again, since you have the reglaim ledover, the indications that there was a marriage that was going to take place, there's a reyes in the chazaka, there's a dent in the chazaka, and that's why l'chatchila, she should not get married, but if she did get married, the din would be loy teitzei. Continues the Gemara, and we just want to conclude by saying that this, in fact, is the halach in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Simon, Mem Zayin Sif, Gimel, that if one aide says she was Mukadeshes and one aide says she was not Mukadeshes, and there was no act that they are testifying on, that it was thrown to her, the case that Tosus brought down, so then in fact she would be able to marry L'chatchila. However, if there was a reyes in the chazaka, there was a dent in the chazaka due to an act being done, that they're both testifying that an act was done, the question was, is it in her Dalet Amis or in his Dalet Amis? They're both testifying that there were lights lit and beds made. There was an attempt to make a chasna. So there is a dent in the cheskes pnuya. Then the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch says is l'chatchila she should not get married, but if she did get married, b'di'evet, she would be lo teitzei. So that explains the ratio, the case of one aid saying mekudeshes, the other aid saying loy mekudeshes. Seifa continues the Gemara, five lines from the top of the Amid. Eid Echad Amar Nisgarsha, Eid Echad Amar Lo Nisgarsha. Again, it's speaking about 1:8. One says she was divorced, one says she was not divorced. So Tarvayu, both of them, Beishas Ish Kamasari. They're both testifying she was an Eishas Ish. The high Dekar Amar Nisgarsha, the one who says that she got divorced, Havel Echad, he now is the lone witness to say that she was Nisgarsha. So his words are not considered valid in the place of the two Adim who said she was an Ashes Ish, and therefore here we're stricter. Not only can she not get married L'chatchila because she has a status of an Ashes Ish to the first husband, but even Bidi Evid, if she got married to the second man, she has to be Teitzei. This is how Abaya answers the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer, between Kedushin and Gerushin. Rav Ashi, or the Masoras HaShas tells us in Ois Aleph, Rav Asi Omar, he gives a second teretz to the question of what is the difference between Kedushin and Gerushin. La'olam trei u'trei. We don't change the gear so that it's one aid versus another single aid, but rather there's two on each side. And you know how to answer the stira between the Reish and the Seif of the Epoch. Switch it around. And how will the text read? As follows. Shnayim oimrim ruinu sheniskacha. Two Adam said that we saw that she was in the Scottish. Ushnaim Armaloi renew a Sheniskacha, and two other Adam said we did not see her being in the Scottish. Harezu Laitinase, she should not get married L'chatchila Vim Nisas, and if she did get married, Teitse. Here, according to this new girsa of Rav Ashi or Rav Asi, the din will be in the Reisha Teitse. She does go out. Because two Adam says that she was Mukadeshes, and the other two Adam said we never saw it. So we never saw it. Were you with her 24/7, 365? Were you with her constantly that you could say for sure that she didn't receive kedushin, and therefore we're machmer to say
she did receive Kedushin, and that's why even if she got married to the second one, Tetze, Freidi Gemara, if that's the case, Pshita, Loi Reinu, Ein Araya, we have a rule that if someone says, I didn't see something, that's no Raya. Maybe when you weren't looking, when you weren't with her, she did accept the Kedushin. So we wouldn't have to say such a Chiddush. There's no Chiddush here that if she got married, that Tetze. Loi Tzricha, the Gemara says, we need it in this following case. The diary B'chatzar Echad, the Edim who said that Niskatcha were living together in one yard, in one chatzar together with the woman. So Mao the same im Isa the Niskatcha Kolis Lalamilsa. So we would think that the Edim that said she was not Mekudeshes were living together with the woman in one field, in the same courtyard. And we would say the following. If it was true, like the Edim that's saying the Skatcha, call us the Lamilsa. So that would have a call, that it would get out. And therefore, it would seem to be that who is the accurate one, the ones who say that she is not Mekudeshes. Kamash Malon, Davde Inshi de Makachi Bitsina. You don't know about it, but it's very possible people do that they make Kedushin in private, hidden, that nobody knows about it, except the two Adam who witnessed it. And therefore, we still say, Loi Rainu Ein Araya. Even though we would have thought that there's validity to what they're saying, because there should be a coil, but yet we say it is possible it was not Mitzina, and the fact that you're not aware of it is no Raya, and therefore we do give the validity to the two Edim that said that she was Mekudeshes, and therefore the halacha is, if she got married to the second one, Tetze. That's the Reisha. Seifa, the second case of Gerushin, Shneimar Renushin is Garsha, Shneimar Meloy Renushin is Garsha. Two said we saw a get, two said we didn't see a get. Harezo Loi Tanasi. So it's a suffix whether she's a Grusha or not, she shouldn't get married. But the Imni says if she did get married, Loi Tetze, here she, according to this new Girsa, she does not leave the second man. Freidi Gemara, my Kamashma, what's the Chiddush in this case? Are you going to say the same Chiddush as before? In other words, two people saw a get. The other two people didn't see it. Loi Reinu Ein Araya. So of course we go with the two Edim that say they saw it. So what are you going to say? It's the same Chiddush, that they're living in the same yard together with the woman and the Edim who said we didn't see any get. And if they're living together, it should have a coil. Is that the Chiddush? My Kamashmon. Afagav the Dair B'chotzer Echad. Even though they're living in the same chotzer, and I would have thought that it should have a coil, and therefore we should not trust the Edom who said Nizgarsha, but rather we should be choshish for the Edom that said Loi Nizgarsha, and she's still an Eshes Ish, and therefore the din should be Tetze from her second husband. Are you saying that that's the Chiddush? That we don't say that? Hainahach? That's the exact same Chiddush that we had in the Reisha. That we still say Loi Reinu Ein Araya. We still say the Edom that said Nizgarsha are right, and the one that says we didn't see the Gerushin are wrong, even if they're living in the same chatzar, and even though there should be a coil, we're not going to give them the validity, the Edom who said we didn't see it, because people make Gerushin Bitsina. That's the same Chiddush that we had before by Kedushin. The more answers, Mao, the same I would have thought, Gabi Kedushin hu Davidi Inish to Mekatshi Bitsina. By Kedushin, people do it in a secret, hidden way. Avol gabi gershin, by gershin, isa di garsha, by gershin, gershin is such a thing, two people are getting divorced. If a divorce took place, kol isla, that certainly would have a kol. Kol isla la milsa, it would have a kol. So in other words, by gershin, I would have more reason to think that the Edom that said we didn't see anything, they're valid. Because a get for sure has a kol, that a husband and wife got divorced. Kamash malon, Davidi Inshi de Makachi de Magarsha Bitsina. So I wouldn't know this from the Reisha. The Reisha is only a case of Kedushin, so that's a smaller Chiddush to say that people do it Bitsina. I would think by Gerushin it for sure has a coil. So therefore it has to tell me, no, just like by Kedushin you do a Bitsina, even by a get it could have been done Bitsina, and therefore we do say Loi Reinu Ein Araya, and we do give the validity to the one, to the two Adam that said there was a divorce that took place, and it is possible that the two Adam that live with her in the same yard and said we didn't see it, it could be you didn't see it because it's done Bitsina and there is no koil. And therefore, the Adam that said the Megureshes are believed, and therefore here, according to the new Girsa of Rav Ashi, here the din is Teitze. Now, Rashi points out on the third wide line at the top, even though we said this whole scenario with the two Adam, Afilu Hachi, Lechatchila Loitinasim Mishim Lezus Vasayim, you might ask the question, if we in fact are not worried about the Adam that said Loinis Garsha, and we do say Loi Reinu Ein Araya, and we do give the validity to the Adam that said Megureshes, so why can't she marry Lechatchila? The answer is that since there were opposing witnesses, people will start talking, oh, this woman, she two witnesses say that she's still married to Reuven, and she went ahead and married Shimon. So as we learned in yesterday's shir, the Pasuk tells us that a person should be worried about people talking about them, and therefore Lechatchila, one should not get married in such a situation of trey, but b'diavad if she did, by gerushin the halacha would be loy teitze. Continues the Gemara explaining the next final clause of the Mishnah, ve'im mishenisas bo edim loy teitze. This is the last line of our Mishnah that, as we learned in the Mishnah, if a woman's, let's summarize briefly the Mishnah to refresh our memories. That if a woman said that she's an Eishes Ish, but she's an Isgarsha, there's a Pesha Asr Pesha Hitter. If Adam told us that she is an Eishes Ish, there is no Pesha Asr, and therefore we do not believe her that she was an Isgarsha. Then we had another halacha. A woman was a Shvuya. She came to us and said she was captured, but she did not have relations with the Goy. She's Kosher Lakuna. So if there's no Adam, then we say Pesha Aser Pesha Hitter, we believe her. If there are Adam that she was a Shvuya, so there is no Pesha Aser, and then we don't believe her and she'll be Aser Lakuna. Then the Mishnah concludes, Ve'im Mishanisas Bo Adam, if Bezdin, based on Pesha Aser Pesha Hitter, gave her a Heter to marry, and she got married, and then the Adam came, the din is, Loit Heitze, once the permission was given, she does not go out. Once she got married, even if Adam come, she does not leave her husband. So now there's a question on what case of the Mishnah is the last phrase going. Is it going on the case of Eishes Ish and Grusha, or is it going on the case of Shvuya and Tahira? Rabbi Yishiyah Maslan Ha-Resha, he says it's going on the case of Eishes Ish and Grusha. Rabbi Barav Avin Maslan Ha-Seif, he says it's going on the case of Shvuya and Tahira. Man devaslan aresha koshchena seifa de b'shvuya hikilu. If you say it's going on the resha that once Bezdin was matter her to remarry because she said she was a grusha and they trust her because of a pesha aser pesha hitter and she got married and then the Adam came and said, oh, she was an Eishes Ish, which takes away her pesha aser, but once she was allowed to get married and she got married, she does not leave her husband. So if you say it by Eishes Ish, so certainly you say it by Shvuya, because by Shvuya, they were makel. Rashi says, Bishvuya hikilu, the chashasha ba'almahu, the ikka. There's only a chashash ba'alma. Shema nivel alive v'kof, nivsel l'kuna. Maybe she became pasul l'kuna. The Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi to mean that by Shvuya we can be more makel and assume that she did not have relations with a goy, because she can make herself despicable and unattractive to the goy, that he will not want to have relations with her. Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos, Divrei Maskil, Eidei Tumah, four lines from the bottom, he brings in the middle of the line, V'Rashi Pirusham, Imikilu B'Shvuya De'Isra Lav. So Rashi explains that the difference between Shvuya and Eishes Ish is that by Shvuya it's only an Isser Lav, a question of a woman being possible marrying a Kohen. However, by Eishes Ish, it's an Isser Chenek. So that's why they were more makel by Shvuya than by Eishes Ish. However, the Rabbeinu Tam has a question on Rashi's Pshat. By Shvuya says the Rabbeinu Tam, Nami ik iser skila. There is a possibility of an Isra Skila to come out there also, because if her son in fact is a cholol, because she was not supposed to marry the Kayin, and he'll do a void on the Mizbech on Shabbos, so he'll be over an Isra Skila of Chil Shabbos when he had no heter, because he has the only heter's avoida is Doich Shabbos, but he has no heter avoida. He's not supposed to do the avoida. So even there, there could come out an Isra Skila. And that lechayr would not be a reason to be more makel by Shvuya than by Eishes Ish. But back to our Gemara, we're on the last of the small lines. By Shvuya Hikilu. So if you say that this halacha that once she gets married, loy teitzah, goes on the reisha of Eishes Ish, it certainly goes on the sefer Shvuya. Umanda maslan ha-sefer. But if you say it's going on the sefer by Shvuya, avala reisha loy, but on the reisha you have to be machmer, because reisha is a more severe case. For whatever reason, Eishes Ish is harder than Shvuya. And if we're makel by Shvuya, we wouldn't be makel by Eishes Ish. And therefore, if Adam came, that she was an Eishes Ish, so it knocks off her Peshas or Peshayiter, then she would have to be Tetzeh according to this second shot in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lema b'Rav Hamnuna Kamifli, should we say that this Machlokes, whether it applies to Eishes Ish, or it only applies to Shvuya, whether the din is of Adam come, and take away her Peshas or Peshayiter, because we do have an independent source to verify that she was an Eishes Ish, will the halacha be that Tetzeh or Loi Tetzeh? Perhaps that's totally in what Rav Amnuna said in yesterday's shir, because we learned in yesterday's shir that Rav Amnuna says that there is a chazaka that we have it in Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, and we have it in the second wide line at the bottom. V'amar Rav Amnuna, ha'isha sh'amar labala gerashtani, ne'emenes, chazaka einishu me'izah panem, ne bala. There's a chazaka that Rav Amnuna tells us, that a woman doesn't have the chutzpah to say to her husband that you divorced me. So, the Mandi Amr who says over here, loy teitzeh will hold of Rav Amnuna's chazaka, that if she says I was mugureshes, we believe her because she wouldn't have a chutzpah to lie. The one that says teitzeh, she has to leave her second husband, he holds that she would have a chutzpah to lie against Rav Hamnuna. We don't trust her. And that's why she has to leave her second husband. She lied. So, Lame Rav Hamnuna Kamifugli, demanda Masni La Resha, the one who says Loi Teitze, on the case of Eishes Ish and Grusha, Loi Teitze, is later Rav Hamnuna. He holds that Avadah, she said the truth, she doesn't have the chutzpah to lie to her first husband, and therefore she was Megureshes, and therefore she could stay with her second husband. Umanda Masni La Seif, the one who says Loi Teitze is going only on the case of Shvuya, and not on Eishes Ish, where Machmer by Eishes Ish, less later Rav Hamnuna. He doesn't hold the Rav Hamnuna. He holds that a woman would have the chutzpah to say that she was divorced even though she wasn't, and therefore she has to leave her second husband, Tetzei, if the Edom come. So perhaps the Machlok is the Rav Hamnuna, Zakhtim, or Loi. The Koliyam, everybody holds, is later Rav Hamnuna. Everybody holds that what? That she doesn't have the chutzpah. But Vahok, Vahok, Mifli, here there's another Machlok. The Mar Sover, Kiyat Murda Rav Hamnuna, Befonov. The one who says that by Eishes Ish she has to leave her second husband, that's because here the husband wasn't around. And she's saying it in front of Bezdin, not in front of her husband. Not in front of her husband, she'll have the chutzpah to say Gerashtani, even though it's not true, and therefore, once Adam come, that she was an Eishes Ish. We have an independent verification she was an Eishes Ish. There's no Peshas or Peshayiter, and she would have the chutzpah to lie not in front of her husband, therefore Tetzeh from her second husband. Umar Sover Shaloi Befonav Nami Einam Izeh. The other one who says that it's going not only on Shvuya, it's also going on Eishes Ish, that Loi Tetzeh, he holds that the Chazak of Rav Amnun is not only Befonav, but even when it's not in front of them, even when it's here in front of Bezdin, she would not have the chutzpah, and therefore, even if Adam come that she was an Eishes Ish, she is Loi Tetzeh, because we believe her that she was Megureshes. The Mishnah stated, Ve'imishin Nisas Bo Adam, if Adam come after she got married to the second husband, Loi Tetzeh.
Amar Avudah Shmuel said the father of Shmuel, Loy Nisas Nisas Mamish. When the Mishnah stated that once she got married, she doesn't have to leave her second husband, it doesn't mean she actually got married. Ela Kivin Shehiti Ruhali Nasei Afal Pishalei Nisas. Once Bezin gave the edict that she has permission to get married, even though she didn't actually get married, she does not leave that heter and she's allowed to marry the second husband. It says in the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah, she doesn't go out, which would indicate she doesn't leave her husband after she got married. The Gemara answers, it doesn't mean she loitates from her second husband. She didn't even marry her second husband. Loitates it means once she got a heter, she doesn't lose that heter, and she has permission to go ahead and marry her second husband if the Edom came after the heter was given by Bezdin. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan of Tatna Brisa. Amran Nishbeis Yutarani, if she said, I was a Shvuya, but I am Torah, I had no relations with a Goy, and therefore I'm allowed to marry a Koyin, V'yeshli, Eidim Shatarani. I have Eidim, as Rashi says, Shahoyim Mitamit, Shaloyne Seyachadati Im Ivakovim. I have Eidim that can verify that I had no Yichud, I didn't go into seclusion with a Goy. Ain Oimrim, we don't say, continues the Gemara, Namtin, Achiyavoy Eidim, that we have to wait until Eidim come. Elamatir Noisami, yet we permit her to get married to a Koyin right away. What happens? He Tirulinase, they permitted her to get married right away based on this Pesh Asr Pesh Shehitter, that she was Nishbeis Yutahirani. Va'achakach Bo Eidim. And then Eidim come and say that she was Nishbeis. So now, as Rashi points out, she has no longer any Peshas or Peshahitter. The Amru, and they said, Lo Yadanu, we don't know if she had relations with the Goy or not, and she has no Peshas or, no longer, Harezu Loy Tetze. She is Loy Tetze. Why? Because she already received the Heter. As we learned before, once you get the Heter, you don't lose it, even if the Edom come. V'im bo Edi Tumba. But there's one exception to that rule. If Eidei Tumah come, affiliation will come, a bottom Tetzeh. Not only is she Tetzeh if a heter merely was given, but she's Tetzeh if she actually got married and she has children, she has to leave if Eidei Tumah come and say that she, in fact, was Mizaneh, then she has to leave, let's say in the case of Shvuya, with a Koyen, she will have to leave the Koyen. The Gemara relates a story. Hani Shvuya Isa, there were these women who were in captivity. They had been captured by the Goyim. The Aslan Nardo, they came to Nardo. Isa Bavudu Shmuel, Natur Badayu, the father of Shmuel put guards to watch them that the captor should not molest them. Omle Shmuel said his son Shmuel, Va'ado Idna Manatrinu, who watched them till now. So the Marsha explains, of course, Shmuel agreed with his father that for their safety, that they shouldn't get raped by the goyim, they shouldn't get raped by the captors. So certainly we have to put guards there. But he understood that his father was doing it because he wanted to make them available to marry Kayanim as well. And on that, Shmuel said, who watched him till now? Till now, we have to assume that they had relations with a goy, and therefore, they will become posel likahuna. So what you're doing will help protect them physically from future molestation, but it's not going to make them mutter to Kayanim. Amrlei, so his father didn't like the attitude of his son. He felt his son was speaking very callously, and he said, "Ilu bantachavin mihavim mizalzubu hu kuli hai." If they were your own daughters, would you have been so mizalzul, so dishonorable to them? Would you speaking very callously that, you know, who protect them till now? They certainly were mizana till now. If they were your own daughters, you wouldn't speak like that. Havi kishkagish yatsum thing ashalot. The Pasuk in Kehelas Perek Yud, Pasuk Hey, tells us that there's a mistake that goes out sometimes from the mouth of a ruler. And the ruler here is the father of Shmuel. He said something inadvertently. He was like Peseach Pelesotin. He said, if your daughters were captured, and that once such a gadol made that statement
through with his lips. He had such a power that what happened? Vishtabian banted him Shmuel. And Shmuel's daughters, in fact, were captured. Vasikinilarda Yisrael, because of the mistaken words of Avud Shmuel, they were captured and they were taken to Eretz Yisrael. Ukman Lishrianu Mebroi. The daughters told their captors to stay outside of the Beis HaMedrash. They went into the Beis HaMedrash alone of Rabbi Chanina, and they told the guards, you wait outside. They went in front of the Bezdin there in that yeshiva, in that Beis HaMedrash, and they said, I was captured, one of them said, but I'm Torah. The other one said, I also was captured, I'm Torah. And Bezdin didn't have any independent verification that they were captured. So they have a getter here of a Pesha, Asar Pesha Yeter. Sharinu, so the Bezdin said, you're mutter to marry a Kayan. Because Pesha, Asar Pesha Yeter. Saif, oil, Asar Shvi'ainu. So then later, the captors who were waiting outside came in. So the Bezdin chap that the these women who were standing in front of them had used the lumdus of Pesha Asar Pesha Yeter. Apparently, if the captors had come in, they would have had independent verification. There would be no Pesha Asar Pesha Yeter. Amar Rab Chanina, benan demarin inin, as Rashi says, benois odum gadol bali ro, shiyadu lasis came. They were brought up in the house of a poisik. They must be daughters of a gadol, odum gadol, who's a bali ro. They knew of the concept of the Pesha Asar Pesha Yeter, and therefore they made sure that the captors wait outside, because if they would have come in, that would have taken away their Pesha Asar Pesha Yeter. Igloi Milsa, the Bante de Mar Shmuel Havyat. It was revealed that these are the daughters of Mar Shmuel, in fact, who was an Adam Gadol, a Paisik. Armalei Rab Chanina, Rab Shemin, Barabba. So Rab Chanina then said to Rab Shemin, Barabba, who was, as Rashi says, a Koyin. Puk, go, it bill, take care of a Krevisecha. He was related to these daughters of Shmuel, a relationship where he was allowed to marry them. And so he told them, even though you're a Kayan, they, based on Peshas or Peshitter, they have a heter to marry a Kayan. So go and marry one of them, as Rashi says. So Achas ben Shein Krevisecha. Go and take one of them as a wife. Amalei Rab Chanina, Sir of Shemin Bar Abba, the Kayan, said to Rab Chanina, Vo'ayiko Edim b'Medina Sayyam. But there are Edim in Medina Sayyam, as Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil Vo'ayiko explains. Not that this was a chash biyama. Maybe there are Edim in Medina Sayyam who know that they were captured, and there is no Pesha Asar Pesha Yeter. Because if so, Tosfos says you could ask on our Mishnah, how could you ever believe a woman in Pesha Asar Pesha Yeter? Maybe there's Edim in Medina Sayyam who will take away her nemonis of Pesha Asar Pesha Yeter, because they can provide Bezdin with independent verification that they were Shvuyim. So if you would ever worry about such a thing, you couldn't give the whole heter, Pesha Asar, in our Mishnah. The Taisa says, the Ikka Edom means there was a kol, the Ikka Edom didn't say, Yom Sheyoidim Shenizbas. There was such a rumor going around that people knew that there were Edom in Medina Sayyam. Now, let's see first what the Gemara answers, what he answered. Rab Chanina answered him, Hashtami Yislas Nakaman. Good, there's a rumor that there are Edom in Medina Sayyam. But right now they haven't come. Edom Bitzad Estan Veteoser. If there's Edom, Rashi says Estan means in the north, Bitzad Sofoid. And he brings a Pasuk in Eiv to show us this with the Targum there. Edom Bitzad Estan, there's Edom in the north, Veteoser. They're not here. If they're not here, even though there's a Koil, they can't Aser her. Right now we have to go with what we have in front of us. In front of us there's a Pesha Asar. So let's finish the Gemara, and then we'll see a very important question that Tosfos brings here from the Rajba, and we'll see the Terutzim of the Rajba and the Tosfos Yesharim to this question. Taima d'lo yasa edim. We can make a deduction. The reason why Rav Chanina permitted Rav Shemin Bar Abba to marry one of them was because edim had not come. It's mashma. Even though he had permitted them to marry a Kayan, if before the Nesu'in took place, Ha'asu'ei the Mitzvah, if Edom had come, then it would seem that she would, daughter of Shmuel would have been usher to marry Rav Shem and the Kayan. We just learned before that she's loitet simatera rishon, that she doesn't have to marry the kohen, not to go, leave the kohen. Even if she got a heter from Bezdin, she never loses that heter, even if Adam come. So what is the problem over here? Why did he have to tell him the Adam are not here? Which would indicate if the Adam had come right now before the marriage, you in fact could not marry. Why? Since a heter was given, once a heter is given, then they're allowed to marry. They don't lose that heter. Amar Ravashi Eidei Tuma Itmar. We were speaking about Eidei Tuma. What Rav Shemin Bar Abba was worried is not the Adam who'll say that she is a Nishbis and therefore they would take away her Pesh Osir. Eina Chanami, once they're not here and the Pesh Osir is given, even though they didn't marry yet the Kohen, they're permitted to marry the Kohen even if the Adam come later. They don't lose that heter. But as we learned before, if Eidei Tuma come, then even if she has many children, she's Mechuyev to leave her husband. And that's what Rav Shemin Bar Abba was saying, that there's Eidim Tuma. On that, Avud Ishmael said, good, there's Eidim Tuma, but they're not here. If they're not here, you still have a heter that you are allowed to marry them. Tosfos brings down the Rashba in that Tosfos va Ika, Miu Kashal Rashba. What according to the Hava Minute, that these were not Eidim Tuma, these were Eidim that she was a Shvuya. What was Rav Shemin Bar Abba's question to Rav Chanina? I heard a rumor that there are Eidim a Koil, that there's Eidim in Medina Sayam. What do you need Eidim in Medina Sayam? There were the captors who were standing outside, and then they came in. So they knew about, there were Eidim that were telling us that she was Nishbis. So why, what happened to those Eidim? Why is Reb Shemin only worried about the Eidim in Medina Sayam? We have actual Eidim, and Bezdin was well aware that they were Nishbis. So Tosfos doesn't give an answer here, but the Rashba, in the Chedusha Rashba, answers that those Eidim were Goyim. So they, in fact, are not believed, and therefore they never took away the Pesha Usser. Rav Shemin Bar Abba was asking that there were other Eidim Jews, Eidim Ksherim and Medina Sayam, and that could have an effect on the Pesha Usser. The Rashba asks on his Teretz, if there were Goyim, so what did Rav Chanina say about these girls, Benon Demorianenu, their daughters of a Godim Godel, a Baler Ra? They made a basic mistake here that these Goyim who were outside couldn't stop the Pesha Osir because they're not believed. What was Rav Chanina so impressed about? So the Rashba answers, Ein Chanami, Rav Chanina never said that they themselves are poiskim. They taka made a mistake about, they didn't realize that Goyim would not be believed. They thought Goyim would be believed. What Rav Chanina was impressed about was that I understand from the fact that they didn't call in their captors right away and they told them to stay outside, that they knew, according to their mistake, that Goyim would be believed, that could have an effect on their Pesha Osir. The reason they had a lumdus here, which the lumdus they were clear about. They weren't clear about the halacha of a goy being possible to be an aid. But they, according to their mistake that a goy is kosher aid, then they understood the lumdus of Pesha Osir very well. If I bring in the aidim, I won't have a Pesha Osir. I'll tell them to stay outside, then I will have a Pesha Osir. That proves that they were brought up in a Rabbanu Shtub that they saw from their father the concept of a Pesha Osir, Pesha Yitter. The Tosfos Yeshanim here, on the right-hand margin, gives a different teretz. And he answers that, of course, they knew that there were Eidim that had come in. But those Eidim were there after the heter was given. What Rav Shemin Bar Abba was concerned about was there were Eidim, there was a koil, and that koil was in effect before the heter was given. So Rav Shemin Bar Abba thought that if the koil is there before, then, even if the heter is given and the Eidim show up, it'll be a problem. It'll have to be Tetzei. There's a big distinction between the Eidim who came in to the Beis Medrash, who nobody knew about before the heter was given, versus this koil that was already there before the heter was given. So Rav Chanina answered him, but Lemaisa, the Eidim are not here. Then the Gemara, the way I understand the Tosfos Yeshanim, then the Gemara asks,
if Edom would come, it would be a problem. But Avuah d'Shmuel says that once she got a heter, even if the Edom comes, she doesn't lose the heter. And Avuah d'Shmuel doesn't make a distinction if there's a koil or is not a koil. So why do we say that if there's Edom, it would be a problem? Because there was a koil. Avuah d'Shmuel says that whenever a heter is given, you don't lose it. On that, Rav Ashi answers, no, because these were Edei Tumah, and Edei Tumah always make a problem, and that's what Rav Shemin was concerned about. And on that, Rav Chanina told him, Lamaisa, they're not here, and you shouldn't worry about it. Continues the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Shtei Noshim Shenishbu. There were two women who were in captivity. Rashi says there were Edom that they were captured. The Re Top Toys says we're not Goyris, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu. We were not Goyris, I'm sorry, the next words of the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah first. Zoysa Meris Nishbeis Yutairani. Zoysa Meris Nishbeis Yutairani, Eina Nemonis. If each one of the two women said that I was captured and I am Tor, so they're not believed, because here you have no Peshos or Peshitter, because you have Edom that they were captured. So Tosis says, we're not Goyris, Nishbeis Yutairani. We're just Goyris, Zois Ameris, Tahirani. Because we're speaking about Edom. So if we're speaking about Edom, she doesn't have to say Nishbeisi, because the Edom said that they were Nishba. And then Tosis says maybe we could be Mekayim de Girsa, even if they're not aware of these Edom. Bezdin knows about the Edom, but the women themselves were not aware, and they told Bezdin, thinking that they're telling Bezdin a Peshos or Peshitter. Still, since Bezdin has an independent verification that there were Shvuyim, and we're not depending on their testimony for that, we don't say the rule of a Peshos or Peshitter, and therefore the halach is ain on them on us. Continues the Mishnah, Ubizman Shehema Ida Zu Azu, Harelu Nemonis. If each one says on the other one, this girl was, she was Taka Shvuya, but I was with her all the time, and she never was Miyached with a goy, she never had a relation with a goy, and she's Tahira. Each one says it on the other one, they're believed. The Ran and the Taisarid say, the Chiddush is, that even though we would think Hashina Legoimlin, that maybe each one is only trying to help themselves, you stick up for me, I'll stick up for you. No, we don't say that. We say they're believed. And as we're going to see in Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi actually in the Mishnah, the last Rashi says, that for Shvuya they were makel to believe in Eid Echad, and even if it's a woman, and therefore the din is nemonis, and we're not worried that they made a scheme that I'll help you and you'll help me. Begins the Gemara. We're now going to learn four cases. And the Gemara is going to then try to understand what the cases are exactly talking about. And for reasons that we'll see later in the Gemara for clarification, let us define the four cases as having two cases in the Reisha, two cases in the Seifa. The first case of the four is Reisha de Reisha. The second case is Seifa de Reisha. The third case is Reisha de Seifa. And the fourth case is Seifa the Seifa. So now begins the Reisha the Reisha. Tana Rabban, Ani Tameya, V'chaverti Tahira, Nemenis. I'm Tameh, she says, and my friend is Tohar. She is believed. And the Gemara is going to explain whether there are Edom here, there are not Edom here. Actually, in this case, there really doesn't matter whether there's Edom or not. Because she's Nem unto Sheis, she's Tameya, Shavya Nafshkatich Lisura. And we believe a woman, one aid, including a woman, to testify on her friend that she's Tahira. So whether there's Edom here that are telling us that she's Nishbis or there's not Edom, the halach would remain the same, that she's Nemenis. And Rashi says, Nemenis al-Koil. She's Nemenis on both things that she says, that she's Tameh and her friend is Tar. Second case, the Seifa Dereisha, Ani Tahar v'chaverti Tameh. If she says, I'm Tahar and my friend is Tameh, Eina Nemenis, she's not Nemen on anything. Ani v'chaverti Tameh were both Tameh, Nemenis al Atzma, she's believed on herself, and in Nemenis al Chaverti, she's not believed on her friend. Ani v'chaverti Tahira, the fourth case, the Seifa, the Seifa, I and my friend Atar, Nemenis al Chaverti, and Nemenis al Atzma, she's believed on her friend, but she's not believed on herself. Amar Mar, the master has learned before, and the Gemara starts with the second case, because as we explained, the first case, whether there is Edom or there's no Edom, the halacha remains the same, Nemenis. She's Nemen to say, I am Tameh, and my friend is Tar.
But let's begin with the second case. Ani tohiru chareti tmeo. I am Torah, my friend is tummy. Ain in the menace, she's not believed on anything. Hey, chidomi, what's the case? Idelek Adam, if there's no Adam that tell Bezdin independently that they were Nishba, so al atzma mailer mehemna. When she says, I'm Torah, why isn't she believed? We learned on Davchav Bezom and Aleph, Nishbeis Yotahira, Ani, Peshdos, Peshyatr, she is believed. So how could we say she's not believed? Nishbeis Yotahira, Ani, Kamer, she's saying, with a Peshdos, I was put into captivity and I'm Torah, so she should be believed. So why is the Allah in the menace? Elipshit, dedicated. You have to say there are Adam. So she's not believed, she has no Peshdos. What about on her friend? She says her friend's Tameh. So Rashi says, Avada the halacha is that we consider her friend Tameh. Because there's Edim that she was in captivity. And Stamazo, we have a chazaka that she was Mezana in captivity. And no one is saying she's Tar. And she's not believed on herself. There's no Peshas or Peshayeter. So we would assume that she is Tameh. But Rashi explains that Ein the Menace means she's not believed, her friend is not making her tummy. Bezdin is talking going to act the way. The Ein in the Menace is really going on herself. When she says, I'm Tor, so that clearly is Ein in the Menace because there's no Peshat Special Yitr. And we can use the term Ein in the Menace even to her friend because we're not depending on the friend, we're depending on the situation that two Adam are saying that she's Nishbis, and Mimela, we consider the friend Tummy. So we've established that the Seifa, the Resha, is talking about there is Adam. Eimim Tziyasa, tell me the middle case, meaning the middle of the last three cases, which we have identified before as the Resha of the Seifa. Eimim Mitziyasa, Ani v'chaverti Tmeya. I and my friend are Tamei. The halacha is, Nemenes al Atzma, she's believed on herself, and Nemenes al Chavri, she's not believed on her friend. Now, Rashi explains, here, before, we could fudge with the term Ein in the Menace and say that it would even apply to her friend as well, because we're not Soymech on her, we're Soymech on the Eidim. But here, where it says Ein in the Menace, now on herself, she is believed. Nemenes alatzma. So when you're saying Ein in the Menace, now you're only speaking about the friend. So what do you mean? There's no way to fudge this. What does Ein in the Menace mean? Ein in the Menace of Chayra means that we don't trust that she's Tameh, we say that she is Tohar. Frag the Gemara, v'id ikka Edim. If there's Edim, that they were Nishbis. Amai loy mehemna. Why is, now how can we say the word Ein in the Menace that the friend is not believed on her friend, that her friend is Tameh? Avada the din is that she is Tameh. Elipshita deleka edim. It must be that this ratio of the Seifa, this third case in the Brisa, is speaking there are no edim. Oh, there's no edim. The only way her friend would get tamei is through her testimony. One aid, a woman, is not able to testify that her friend became tamei. So this third case is definitely speaking about there's no edim. Eima Seifa. Tell me the Seifa, which we have called the Seifa of the Seifa, the fourth and final case. Ani v'chaverti Tara, we're both Tar. Nemenes al chaverti, she's believed on her friend. Vein in the menes al atzma, she's not believed on herself. V'idelek eidem, atzma ma'ilem hemna. If there's no eidem, that she was nishbis, why isn't she believed on herself? Peshos peshitter. Elipshit dedicated. So in this final case, you have to say it's because there is eidem. So it comes out a very unusual thing. We have proven that the Seifa Duresha is with Edom, the Resha the Seifa is without Edom, and the Seifa the Seifa, the final case, is with Edom. So the Gemara says, of the last three cases, Resha the Seifa the Ik Edom, the first one and the last one, there are Edom, and Mitziyasa, and the middle of the last three cases, the Lek Edom, there is no Edom. The Resha of the Seifa, there is no Edom. Very strange. Amar Abaye in, not so strange. Resha v'seifa dikedim, it's yosef lakedim. The last of the three cases, Ein Echanami, the number one and three, the Resha v'seifa is a case with Edom, and the middle case, Ein Echanami, is without Edom. However, Rapapa says another pshat. No. Kula de'ika edim. The whole brisa, the last three cases speaking about, there is edim. The ikka eid echa de ka'apich. And what we don't see clearly is that there's an eid echad who's saying the reverse. Whatever the woman says on her friend, on herself, this eid echad says just the opposite. So there's two eidim that they were in captivity. Whether they became tummy or stayed tar, they say, the lady says one thing. By the way, the Ritva points out in the whole sugya that the second girl keeps quiet. She doesn't say anything to contradict her friend. However, there's only one woman talking, and there are two Edom that they were in captivity. So there's no Pesha Asa Pesha hit there. And there's one Ed who always says the opposite of what the woman says. So now let's go through the cases. Amra Nitmei V'chaveti Torah. In the very first case, the Reisha of the Reisha, she says, I'm Tommy and my friend is Tar. So what does the Ed say? Just the opposite. V'amalai Edechad At Torah, you're Tar V'chaveti Tommy and your friend is Tommy. So now, what's the halacha? Who's believed, she or they? The din is she's believed on everything. She said, I'm Tamei. So she's Tamei. Chaverta, her friend, Mishtara Apuma Dida. Her friend is believed based on what her friend said, not based on the aid. The aid is trying to say that you're Tor and your friend is Tamei. But she is saying, my friend is Tahor, and I am Tommy. So I am believed on myself and on my friend. On me, I'm believed Shavir Nafshati Lusura. On my friend, I'm believed because an Eid Echad is believed. As Rashi brings down, the Bishvuya Aminu Chachamim Eid Echad Lahakala Fila Evere Shivcha. And call Malkim Shneman Boy Eid Echad Hareyu Kishnayim, concludes Rashi. Vein Divri Echad Shekin Negde Latame I'm Malkim Shneim. So why don't we believe the Eid who's saying Tommy? Because the woman is saying Tor, and Chazal were makel by Shvuya, and gave the Eid Echad, even a woman, a status of two Eidim. And the one who says Tomei is a lone, singular Eid in the place of where the Torah considered two Eidim. So therefore, we don't believe the Eid Echad, we believe her. So she is Nemenes in the Reisha, on herself and on her friend. Second case. Ani Tor v'chaverti Tomei. I'm Tor, my friend's Tomei. And the Eid Echad says just the opposite. V'amala Eid Echad at Tomei v'chaverti Torah. You're Tomei, your friend's Tor. So ihi she kiven dike edim lav kol kminei. She's not believed because there are ede shvuya edim who say that she was captured. And memela there's no peshas to peshit. And Rashi points out not that we're relying on the eid echad of tuma, because eid echad of tuma is nothing. The only time the Torah accepted an eid echad of tuma is by saita. Because there's raglayim ledover, there is indications that it really happened because the husband warned her, don't go ahead and hide, and she did hide with that man. That's where an eid echad is believed. But otherwise, letamei, an eid echad is not believed. So what edim are we speaking about here? We're speaking about the two edim that says she's a shvuya. That takes away her peshas or peshiter. So we don't trust her when she says, ani tahira. Chaverta, her friend. Now, the first woman said about her friend, that my friend is Tomei. And on that, the Eid Echad said, you're the one who's Tomei, and your friend is Tor. At Tomei v'chavertcha Tahoira. So, chavertcha Mishra Pumadeid. Here, the Eid Echad is being Metahir, is saying that her friend is Kosher. So, here, by Shvuya, we were Meku, we believe her friend. So, she's not believed on anything. She's not believed on herself to say Tahira because there's no Peshas or Peshiter. She's not believed to be Matame, her friend, because the Eid Echad says it's Torah. We believe the Eid Echad. Third case. Ani v'chaverti Tameya. I and my friend are Tamei. V'amr lo Eid Echad and Eid Echad said just the opposite. At v'chaverti Tahira. You and your friend are both Torah. Both of you are Torah. Ihi, she, so the din is that the din is nemenes al atzma, the ain on nemenes al chavrta. She's believed on herself, not on her friend. Why? E shavisol nafshchatich li sura. She says about herself, I'm tamei, so she made a shavi nafshchatich li sura. Therefore, the eid echad cannot help to be matar. Rashi explains chavrta mishtri apumadei. However, her friend, who she said was tamei, becomes mutter based on the testimony of the Eid Echad, who says the opposite of her, who says she's tar. Ask the Gemara, Hasulamali, what do we need this Reisha to say for the third case? Hainu Reisha, this is the Reisha. So here Rashi explains that Reisha means the two cases of the Reisha. The Reisha, the Reisha, and the Sefer, the Reisha, are both called Reisha. As Rashi points out, we divide this price into two halves. And in each half has two cases. And each case in the two halves is the opposite of the first case. For example, in the Reisha, the Reisha, it's Anit Me Vechaverti Torah. And in the Sefer of the Reisha, it's ani tahira uchaverti tmeya, just the opposite. In the ratio of the sefer, it's ani v'chaverti tmeya, and in the sefer, it's ani v'chaverti tahira. So you have two halves, and each half has two cases, and each case in each half is the opposite of the other case in that half. So we're going to lump together the first two cases and call it ratio. What the Gemara is asking now is, what do I need? The ratio of the Sefer, the third case of the Brisa. I have all the Chidushim of the ratio of the Sefer of the third case. I have spelled out in the first two cases. Asu Lomeli Haina Ratio. Why? Because the Chidush of Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah that I have in the ratio of the ratio. Ani Tmeya, she's believed, because Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah. The other chiddush that the Eid Echad is metahar her friend, ani tahar v'chaverti tmeya, she's not believed, and because the Eid Echad said the opposite, so we have that chiddush that we believe the Eid Echad. The third case is that she's saying I and my friend are tame. Ani v'chaverti tmeya, and the Eid Echad says you and your friend are tahara. So on herself, she's believed, because Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah. That we have in the Reisha, the Reisha. On her friend, she's not believed, we trust Eid Echad. So that I have in the Sefer, the Reisha. Because, as we learned the Sefer of the Reisha, the second case of the Brisa, Ani Tahir V'Chaverti Tmeya, and the Eid Echad is saying the opposite, that your tummy and your friend is Tor. Ain't in the menace, she's not believed on her friend either, because the Eid Echad says that she's kosher. So the Chiddush of the third case, I have both Chiddushim, the Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah I have in the Reisha, the Reisha, and the Eid Echad Machshir I have in the Sefer, the Reisha. So what do I need? The third case of the Braisa, the more answers, Ma'od the same Mahani Tarvayu Tarvisnu. I would say that over here where she's saying both of us are Tomei, I would say, you know what it's talking about? Really, both were Tor. And therefore, we shouldn't trust her Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah. If Bezdin can figure out that she's lying with her Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah, we wouldn't accept the Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah. I would say, really, both are Tor. Why is she saying we're both Tomei? Because Thomas Nafshim Plishtim, he dekavda. She's doing a similar case to Thomas Nafshim Plishtim. When Shimshon HaGibor was blinded and he was holding on to the pillars and he asked Hashem for super strength up Hines to bring down the roof on top of all the people who were sitting under the roof and on the roof and killing everybody, he realized that he would get killed too, but he wanted to do it for Klal Yisrael. Thomas Nafshi, even though it means I'm going to die, I should die with the Plishtim. So perhaps for some reason she wants to make her friend Tommy. And she figures the only way she can make her friend Tommy is if she'll say that she's also Tommy. They're both Tor, and she's herself is Tor. But if the only way I can get my friend to take revenge on my friend to make her Tomei is by myself becoming Tomei, I'll do what Shimshon did. I'll die with the Plishtim. So maybe I shouldn't take her Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah seriously. Kamash Malon, that we do say Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah here. So that Chiddush in the third case, in the Reisha of the Sefer, is not something that I could have learned from the first two cases, and therefore, Kamash Malon, that we still say Shavya Nafshechatich Di Surah, and she's believed on herself. Final case, Sefer the Sefer, Ani v'chaverti Torah. I am my friend of Torah. V'yomalei the Eid Echad says just the opposite. At v'chaverti Tomei. You and your friend are Tomei. She is not believed, because we have two Edim here that say that she's a nishbit, that they are shvuyim, and there's no pesha or pesha hitter. So Mela, we can't trust her that she's Torah. But Chavra Tomish Rapumadida, she is believed on her friend, because an Edech is believed by Shvuya, even an Isha, so she is believed on her friend. Frey, the Gemara, Su Lomali Haina Resha de Resha. That's the Resha de Resha. So as Rashi speaks out, the Chiddush, that she's not believed on herself, that we've had many times in these last few Dafim, that there's no Pesha, Pesha Hitter if you have Edim. So that couldn't be the Chiddush of the fourth Sefer, the Sefer case. What could be the Chiddush? That she is believed on her friend against the Eid Echad who says Tmeya. If she says Tahira, we believe in Eid Echad. But that we learned already in the first case, Reisha de Reisha. Ani Tmeya v'chaverti Tahira nemenes. She's believed on her friend, even though there's an Eid Echad who says that your friend is Tamei, because the Torah believed by Shvuya and Eid Echad of Felisha, so they're like Shnayim, she's like Shnayim, and the Eid Echad is not believed in Makom Shnayim. So we already learned that in the Reisha, so what do I need? What is the Seifa? The Seifa adding, Mao, the same answer as the Gemara, I would have thought, Kiya minu mehemna b'makom d'pasul nafsho. When do we believe her that her friend is Tahor? That's only like the ratio where she said, Ani Tmeya, I'm Tmeya, but my friend is Tahira. Al b'makom d'machshura nafsha. When she's saying, in the Seifa, I and my friend, we are both kosher. So I would say, you know, oh, really her friend is Tamei. Why is she saying her friend's kosher? She's trying to make a ironclad case that she wants to make sure that she stays kshera. So how does she do it? She says, nobody had any relations with the goy. Not my friend, not me. Eim aloy mehemna. So maybe there I would not trust her. Maybe she's only saying her friend is kosher so that she can remain kosher. And maybe, in fact, her friend is not kosher. Kamash malon the seifa, that even if she says both of us are kosher, we do believe her, Eid Echad, and Isha's believed on her friend, and we're not choshesh, she's doing it only to protect herself, to strengthen her own case, and that chiddush we would not know from the Reisha to Reisha. That's the Kamash one in the Seifa, that even where she's machshir her and her friend, we do believe her on her friend. Is part 24/7, 365, were you with her constantly that you could say for sure that she didn't...